The following podcast is a production of University Counseling Services through California State University, Northridge. Jemima Ruth Badkus is a doctoral psychology intern for the institution's APA Accredited Internship in Health Services Psychology. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Couple Culture Podcast. I'm actually so excited that I finally get to welcome you all and introduce you to this platform that I really hope you'll tune in to enjoy. For this first episode, I do want to formally introduce myself. So my name is Jemima Ruth Badkus, and I'm a clinical psychology doctoral intern working here at CSUN through University Counseling Services. I will say that today's episode looks fairly different from what the next few weeks might look like, because mainly this is a solo episode, and I'll share a little bit more about what led me to somehow now sit in front of a microphone as a training psychologist. But I do want to let you know that starting next week, we will be having guests come over to share more about their lived experiences and passions towards mental health. Okay, so what are we doing here? I am a doctoral intern for an APA accredited internship in health services psychology. And one of the really cool things that I get to do here at my internship is work on a project that focuses on justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion issues. And so I was given a lot of creative liberty to make something. And what came to my mind was to start a mental health podcast, specifically one that amplifies Filipinx voices and highlights well-being from a Filipinx cultural lens. And so you'll hear me throughout this episode and also the upcoming episodes often interchange Filipino, Filipina, or Filipinx, just to be able to capture all of the voices that will be represented here. So why do I think it's important to amplify Filipinx voices through a podcast? One is that whether you identify as Filipino or not, I think it's very important to engage in some sort of exploration of your own identity. And one of the ways in which you can do that is by exposing yourself to other people and their experiences. I want to break down the name of the podcast in this episode. Kapwa is a Filipino word that may be translated as unity or oneness of a person amongst other people. Others have translated it as the word both or fellow beings. And I definitely recognize that there are other scholars or Filipinos who are more equipped to speak about this term. But I do want to share that I think there's a lot of value in effortful learning. And that's kind of a posture that I hope everyone who's listening to this podcast takes. The other reason why I think it's really important to dive into these issues or this exploration of your own identity is that I believe we're all relational beings. In order for us to grow and learn more about our individual selves, we can engage with others and learn from others. And this is where the word culture comes into play. So I like to think of culture as someone's way of life or lifestyle. And we can mentally conceptualize this into different groups of people. But simply put, I kind of imagine culture as someone's way of life or someone's lens in which they move about or navigate their world. And one thing I think that's really cool and really important to highlight is that naturally similarities and differences will arise. As we listen to this podcast, rather than putting weight on different similarities that you may experience or differences that you may listen to or hear more about in a way that feels really distancing or competitive, I think it's really valuable for us to appreciate similarities and differences and see all these pieces as beautiful and as something that contributes to a shared whole or a shared understanding of a whole experience. So based off of that, given the word kapwa, which again highlights a shared unity or oneness of a person with other people, and then the word culture, which highlights a lot of similarities and differences among these individual or groups of people, I think we can engage by first really listening and practicing a posture of openness to listen and absorb what others have to say, whether it's you listening to this podcast or conversations that happen after. And then after listening, you can engage by inviting two different thoughts. One would be for you to exercise critical thinking, and the other is some sort of reflective thinking. And I think these two types of thoughts go hand in hand. as we critique or think more deeply about new concepts or old concepts that come into mind, it also helps us practice some sort of reflection about the ways in which we conceptualize different values or experiences. And rather than coming from just a critical mindset, we can also simultaneously reflect on how we would like to move forward with our lives and exercise well-being in that way. And so after listening and inviting both critical and reflective thoughts, I think the next thing that we can do is take meaningful action. One of the ways in which you can do that is to simply continue the conversation with yourself by seeking out mental health services or doing your own research to better your own awareness and curiosities. Or you can continue the conversation with others by exposing yourself to alternative thoughts and different ways in which other people think or similar ways in which other people think. So all these steps together, regardless, again, if you identify as Filipino or not, all of these allow you to participate in the value of Kapwa as you intentionally step into better understanding yourself in relation to those with and around you. I'm really excited to see what's next from here. So please tune in weekly on Fridays to explore how some Filipinx values and experiences can be reflected onto how we understand mental health and well-being. We're going to pause here for now and we'll pick right back up next week. So thanks everyone. See you next Friday.